Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Sadi Aleph, Chulin 91A, pagination 181. This happens to be a famous daf because it is so intertwined with the Parsha, Parshas Vayishlach, when we get to that each year, in understanding the story of Yaakov in his wrestling with the Malach. So the Gemara tells us, and we'll try to pick some tidbits here, that the Malach was, six lines into the wide, Ke'oved Kochavim Nidmalo, appeared to Yaakov like an idol worshiper, like a totally unreliable, unsavory character. And the Gemara says that he positioned the Malach in a way that Yaakov had his best chance to protect himself. His first encounter, he anticipated something's up. In contrast, there's another approach. Three lines later, Ketalmud Chacham Nidmelo, that this angel appeared to Yaakov as a Torah scholar. And indeed, the concept of Esav is a concept that we view on two different levels, as expressed by Yaakov, Hatzileni na, please save me, miyad achi, miyad Esav, whether Esav presents as my brother, as my good friend, even as a Talmud Chacham, he seems like a big Torah scholar, a reliable fellow, or miyad Esav, when he presents as Esav, the famous enemy of goodness, the enemy of the Jewish people, which is the Oved Kochavim Nidmalo, an unreliable person that we're encountering. We have an expression that the Yetzer Hara can come as a Rasha, wickedness, or it can come as a Yetzer Hara with a long white beard, meaning looking very rabbinic, like a sage, like an act of righteousness, and it's still the Yetzer Hara. A common example of this is Lashon Hara, where a person can erroneously say, oh, it's a mitzvah to talk about him, even if it's totally off base. Let's skip down to four lines up from the bottom, where the Gemara delves into the story. Vayivasa Yaakov Levado, Yaakov remained on his own during his travels from the house of Lavan to Yitzchak's home, the home of Yitzchak and Rivka, but Rivka had already passed away. Vayivasa Yaakov Levado, Rivka would have already passed away by the time Yaakov would get there. Vayivasa Yaakov Levado, and Yaakov remained alone. Amar Rabbi Lazar says, Shanashtayir Apachim Kitanim, that he remained, he went back for Pachim Kitanim, for little jugs. Because the Pasuk says, Vayavar Es Asher Lo, he passed over everything that belonged to him, which means everything of consequence. A person reviewing it would say, everything was passed over. And then he's going back for something. What's he going back for? Something that many people would have discarded. From here we learn that tzaddikim consider their money more valuable than their lives. They're willing to risk their lives and be alone in order to retain some of their assets. If you want to understand why, this is not because they're stingy people. It's not because they have their priorities messed up. It's lefisha ein poshtem yedein begezel, because they don't steal. And because they don't steal, it takes a lot to earn an honest dollar. Because every time there's a challenge, every time there's a question, they're very cautious. Did I earn this money righteously, honestly? And therefore, if they finally earn something, they don't want to give it up. It's something that they really worked hard for. The Alter from Kelm in Orashaz writes that they'll avoid gezel so many times that when they finally get something that's legitimate, they really treasure it. Other concepts over here are that if Hashem gave me the asset, Yaakov's description is, Yesh li kol, I have exactly what I need. If Hashem gave me the asset, there's a reason that I have it. Others suggest that these pachim ketanim are jugs that were really children's toys. And this is the great Yaakov, as he's the patriarch of the Jewish people, but he's worried about the children's toys as well. And you have a picture here of a person who really has grown into the great personality, who has the balance of caring for the individual, even as he has the national vision. Reb Moshe Scherer used the expression to care about Klal Yisrael and Reb Yisrael, to care about the Jewish people and the individual. Turning the page, dropping down about 9 lines, Vayizrach lo hashemesh, the sun shone for him after the wrestling match, and that was a healing thing for him. He got injured on at his thigh. V'chishemesh lo levad zorcha, the Gemara asks, the sun was only shining for him? What does it mean, the sun shined for him? V'alo l'cho l'olam zorcha, the sun shines for the whole world. Amrav Yitzchak shemesh habo ba'avuro zorcha ba'avuro, the sun that set early for him finally gets back on track and shines for him extra time. There was more daylight. Tichsiv, because the pasuk says in the beginning of Vayetze, Vayetze Yaakov mibe'er shava vayelech harana, he went on his journey, yuchsiv vayifka b'makam, he encountered the place. Says the Gemara, what happened was, kimata l'choran, he already made it to his destination. Amar efshe she'avarti ha'makam she'espallu avosei v'anilo espallalti. How could it be that I passed the place of prayer of my ancestors, the place of the Akedah, and I didn't say a prayer? I'm on a journey to build the Jewish people. How can I not have stopped and prayed beforehand? Kadyoev daiti l'meheder, he turns around with intent to go back. Hashem made it happen very quickly. Kafza le'are, the land jumped to him. He arrived immediately. Vayifka b'makom, surprisingly, he arrived there. All he had to do was make that decision. Katsali, after he prayed, boy lemeheder, he was going to go back to Haran and get the show on the road. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Tzadik zebol leves melone v'yifta belolina, the tzadik came to my home and he doesn't stay overnight. Miyad bo Hashemesh, so Hashem made it set. That lost time of daylight was paid back years later when Yaakov needed extra sunlight for healing. Dropping down to about a third from the bottom, middle of the line, Vayomer Shalacheni. During the wrestling match, which would produce the mitzvah of Gid Hanasha, so the Malach says, send me away. Yaakov was besting the Malach. And the Malach says, send me, ki ola hashachar, because it's coming to be day. Omar lo, so Yaakov said to him, ganavata, you're a thief. Kuvyustus ata, you're someone from the underground. Shemis yore min hashachar, you're afraid of daylight. Omar lo, he said, no Malach ani, I'm an angel. Yom shenivrasi, from the time I was created, lo igia zmani lo mashira ad achshav, the time to say song to Hashem has not reached until this morning. I don't want to be late. I have to be there. Now, the Mefarshim say a phenomenal insight over here, that sometimes a person has an inkling of something that's going on, but totally misreads it. The Malach was informed that this is his morning to say Shira to Hashem, and he thinks that therefore he should not finish up the conversation with Yaakov. Little does he know that the reason he's destined to say Shira on this morning is because he will reach his fulfillment by finishing the conversation with Yaakov, admitting that Yaakov played fair, got the Bechorah, the firstborn, because he was entitled to it, because he was emulating the character traits of Avraham and Yitzchak and Esav, even being the firstborn, but just wasn't playing the part and had no right to claim firstborn. And the Malach is going to admit to that and give Yaakov a bracha and say, your name will be Yisrael, which is from the word sar, a minister, rather than Yaakov, which has some connotation of trickery, of underhandedness. The Malach is going to say Shira, but don't run away from the reason that you're going to be entitled to say Shira, which is finish up the conversation with Yaakov and admit that Yaakov indeed is a righteous person. We sometimes have that we're on the line somewhere or we're traveling somewhere. We just find ourselves in a situation on a phone call and we think that we should rush to the next thing, which is the real thing. And little do we realize, until we slow down and pay attention, that Hashem could very well have put us exactly where we are at that moment, not to avoid the issue and rush to our supposed destination, but to savor the current situation, live in it, experience it, and grow from it. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.